Psalm chapter number 37. Have y'all believed that the Bible has all of the answers for everything we need in life? Say amen. I'm glad that I can always go to the Word of God and get exactly what I need. Isn't that a blessing? There has never been anything that's ever come up in my life or your life that is not covered in the Word of God, and I'm thankful for that. But I have also found that many times I don't always go to the Word of God and get what I need. Amen? Aren't you there with me sometimes? All right, let's do this. I want to read you something here if I can find it real quick. One cup of granulated sugar, one cup of light brown sugar packed firmly. Say amen. If it needs brown sugar, you've always got a packet tied in there so you get a little extra. Say amen. A little more brown sugar is always better than a little less brown sugar. Two cups of all-purpose flour, one teaspoon of baking powder, one teaspoon of baking soda, a teaspoon of salt, one teaspoon of cinnamon, and three cups of finely shredded carrots. Say amen. We're going to have carrot cake if y'all will make you a carrot cake. I've got a great recipe, ladies. I love a carrot cake. Hallelujah. All right. 1.5 cups of vegetable oil, and don't go shy on it. We can die of a heart attack next week. It'll be all right. Just get us out of here. Don't have to wear the mask anymore. Say amen. Don't scrimp on the and go skimpy on the vegetable oil because that makes it moist and juicy. Amen. Four. Y'all laugh. Hallelujah. Okay. 4 large eggs. 2 teaspoons of vanilla. I always put a little extra vanilla in there because me and Titus like vanilla. Amen. Then it calls for 1/2 cup of chopped walnuts. Now, everybody knows that anytime it calls for 1/2 cup, you put at least 1 cup of nuts. If it says 1 cup, you need at least 1¾ to 2 cups, sometimes 2.5 cups. Say amen. And ladies, don't you dare, under any circumstances, do you ever, never, ever, do you ever put raisins in a carrot cake? That is N-A-S-T-Y. Because it's nasty. Raisins have no place in a carrot cake. Say amen. That is just downright disgusting. Now, I use a recipe when I make a carrot cake. However, when I go over to make me some homemade biscuits, I just get my flour out and I sift it out and get it all piled up in a mound in my bowl. Then I take these 3 fingers right here after I've washed them real good and I go down to my can of Crisco. And I scoop it up to somewhere along in about in there somewhere. And I put it in the top. I make me a well inside of that mound of flour. Drop my Crisco in there. And then I just pour my buttermilk in there till it feels right. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about? Y'all make your husband's biscuits, right? Biscuits do not come in a can. Say amen. Amen. Biscuits, you got to get your hand in the grease and the flour. Say amen. And buttermilk, you got to... And then I roll them out and I put them in my pan and then I bake them. So I don't use a recipe for that. I just kind of do it from feel. But a lot of things is good with a recipe. I want to give you a recipe tonight for how to have true happiness no matter what comes up in life. Now, I always hate it when I teach or preach this message because sure as the world, the devil tests me on all this over the next few days. So y'all need to pray for Tanya over the next few days. Say amen. Because you know how it is when the Lord gives you, if any of you teach or preach and God gives you something and you teach and preach on it, then sure as world, He slaps you right up against the face with it the next week. Amen. You got to put into practice what you learn. But let's look at this. Number one, how to have true happiness no matter what's going on in life around you. Did you know that you can still have happiness in and around coronavirus? You can still be happy. Number one, let's look at this. Verse number one, fret not. Fret not. How many times in life do we worry and fret over things that never come to happen? How many times we get all worked up over things that we think is going to be a total disaster, and then all of a sudden, it never even comes to fruition? You know what I'm talking about? I know it happens with me. The devil will build things up in my mind and make mountains out of molehills and turn things big that nobody even knows about but me. That's how the devil works. The devil wants to discourage us. Amen? But fret not. Ingredient number one, fret not. Then it goes on. The next ingredient goes on and says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious. How many times in life do we get envious and that'll strip us of our joy? You get your eyes off of the blessings of God and get them off of what God has done for you, and you get it on the new truck that Brother Craig got, and you'll find yourself, you're no longer happy with the old truck you got. You know what I'm talking about? We get to looking at what others have and we get our eyes off of what God has given us. We need to not be envious of other people and the things that other people have. Neither be thou envious. Fret not, and don't be envious. That's two main ingredients, all right? Or two ingredients. Verse number three. Now, I underline in my Bible, I don't know if y'all do in yours, but I have these things underlined. Fret not, have underlined, neither be thou envious. Another ingredient is trust in the Lord. There's a lot of things in life that we can put our trust in. But they ain't none of them like trusting in the Lord. Say amen. I'm so glad that my life and everything does not depend upon Titus and Tanya trusting in me. I'm glad that we can all trust in the Lord today. Say amen. That is good to know that the one who has it all under control is the one we can trust. But here's the problem. Trusting the Lord is easily talked about. Trusting the Lord is easily preached about. And it's real easy. If I come to Brother Chris here, Brother Chris has got a problem in his life. It's real easy for me to go to Brother Chris and say, Brother Chris, don't worry about it. God's got it all under control. And you know what? I can believe with every fiber of my being that God's going to take care of Brother Chris. I believe with every fiber of my being that God's going to take care of Miss Patricia with her new knee. See, it's real easy for me to trust God on your behalf. Are y'all smelling what I'm cooking? And right now it ain't a carrot cake. But that's where we live. We trust God for everybody else's problems. But boy, when we're the one that comes down with the problem, we run and hide under a juniper tree. Am I not right? That's where we live. I find myself, I'll get on the phone and I start calling all my buddies, telling them, y'all got to pray. You just got to pray. You don't know how bad it is. And then number one, it usually comes back up there to fret not because it's nowhere near as big as I thought it was going to be. But then down there, I'm not the one trusting. I'm not trusting the Lord. I'm asking all my friends to trust the Lord on my behalf when I need to trust the Lord. So we just need to get to a point in our life that we really realize that we can trust God. I am thankful for this. The older I get, the more I'm realizing that I truly can trust the Lord. I'm glad I've got a little bit of history under my belt now. I'm glad I can turn around and look behind me and see the things where God has brought me through, only to realize that, okay, if He brought me through all that, He ain't going to let go of me now. Say amen. So I'm glad that I can trust in the Lord. Don't put your trust in yourself. Don't put your trust in other things. But put yourself in the one who is worthy of our trust. The only one who is worthy of our trust. Verse number three there, over a few words later, it says, and do good. I have do good underlined in my Bible. I believe that in order for us to have happiness, we just need to do what's right. There's a lot of people today and a lot of people around us that don't do good and don't do right. They're out for themselves. They're not doing good. They're doing evil. They're out seeking whom they can destroy. They're acting like Satan, acting like the devil. And what we need to be doing is we need to be doing good. I believe this. When you see that somebody else is in need, I believe it ought to, and you have whatever within your power to take care of that need, I think you ought to do it. I think when you start doing for others and you get your mind off of your problems and you get your mind and heart tuned into other people, you'll see how your problems begin to go away. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I know that happens with me. I can sit under my juniper tree and things can get real bleak, but when I get my eyes off of my problems and I find somebody else's problem and I find myself getting in and trying to help them with their problem, my problem goes away. We ought to just do good for other people and do good to other people. Say amen. Verse number four. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Do you know what that means? That's just a commandment, right? That's a command. Is an imperative word. Is that the word I'm looking at? It's a delight. Didn't say maybe or possibly, but that's just a, all of these really are that way. It's just delight. That means be happy. That means just delight yourself in the Lord. Listen, if you cannot get excited about the fact that you're on your way to heaven, you've got problems. You just need to get over all that's going on around us, and you just need to be happy in the fact that this world is not our home. We're just pilgrims passing through, and this is not the end of the story. Somebody say amen. We just need to delight thyself in the Lord. You're not going to delight yourself in things. You're not going to delight yourself in people, but you ought to be able to delight yourself in the fact that Jesus Christ is your Savior, and this ain't the end of the world. Amen. We ought to just be happy that this is not the end of the story for us. So delight, be happy, enjoy life, and sometimes create your own happiness and your own joy. Brother Craig all the time is always messing and cutting up with me. I guess he does with y'all, but he's a happy man. Telling jokes, saying things that are funny. I do it in a different way. I go to Walmart and ride up and down the parking lot out there, and when people walk out, I'm like, oh, that dropped out of your bag. Or you drop your pocket, and they'll turn around and look, and we just laugh and laugh and laugh, and they'll go in through their bag. I know I'm lying, but it's so funny. Amen. But it's so funny, just the light. Have a good time with people. Just enjoy people. There was a girl in Walmart the other day. Titus and I were in there doing some shopping, and I saw her name tag, and it was Alexis. So as I walked by her, let's say that this is Alexis here, I said, Alexis, what's the temperature outside? And she turned around and she goes, I don't know. And she goes, oh, but that's funny. So we stood there and we died laughing with her for a few minutes. And I said, and then something came up. I said, can I take a picture with you? And she said, sure. I said, I'm going to put it on my Facebook and tell everybody that Alexis really does not know what the weather is outside. So I've done that. You go to my Facebook page and look on my personal Facebook page. It may even be on ministry. I'm not sure where I put it. But I put it on there that they lie to us. Alexis really does not know what the weather is outside. So just delight. Just be happy. I love talking to strangers in the store. Just having a good time. Enjoying the fact that I'm a Christian. Amen. Just enjoy the fact that your sins are gone. Say amen. Just enjoy yourself and have a good time in the Lord. Verse number 5. Another ingredient is commit thy way unto the Lord. Commit. Boy, there's something that we don't see a whole lot of today. Everybody is scared of commitment. It is strange to me how I'll go to a church and I'll see somebody sitting way back over here, and after church I'll talk to the pastor and say, now what about that couple that was sitting back there? Yeah, they've been visiting our church for 8 years now. I'm like, well, they're not members? Nope, never joined. They've been visiting for 8 years. Nobody wants to commit. Nobody wants to get under that commitment of even like marriage today. Everybody's scared of commitment. But let me tell you this, I'm glad that I can commit my way to the Lord. And what that simply means is, you know what? God, it's not my will for my life, but Lord, whatever your will for my life is, I commit my life to you. That means that you no longer have control. Put it to you this way. I mentioned this earlier this morning, I think it was in Sunday school or something. Titus is wanting to learn to fly, so last year we bought him a flight simulator that we've got set up on the bus, and he flies around as we drive down the road. He flies, as I drive, he flies, amen. And so the other day we had the opportunity for us to go in an airplane, and the pilot let him fly the airplane. He even let him come down and do a low runway approach. We were about 4 feet off the runway, about this far off the runway, and Titus had total control. I, as a father, knowing my 13-year-old son, you know what? I was committed to trust him. And I had no problem. I was on my phone. I was texting people. I was enjoying the scenery. I looked over there. I really thought we were coming into land and the pilot was going to take it. But no, I looked up there and I was in the back seat, and Titus had total control, and the pilot was just sitting there with his hands, just off like this, doing nothing. And I was willing to commit my life into his hands. Are we willing to commit our life into the hands of the Lord? Where we just say, hey Lord, you're the one flying this thing, not me. I'm just going to totally trust whatever your plan for my life is. That's where we need to be. You know what? That'll take that first ingredient out. That'll take that fret out. When we just commit our way to the Lord. Did you know that whatever God's plan for your life is okay? Whatever God wants for your life, and you know what? If God's plan for me is tomorrow, when I pull out of here, for me to pull out here in front of the semi and it hit that bus and destroy my life, you know what? That's fine. Whatever God's plan is, I just need to be okay and I need to commit, Lord, it's not my way, but it's whatever your plan for me is. That'll also put you back over there to trusting the Lord. But commit your way to Him. Just say, Lord, whatever it is that you want in my life or for my life, I give my life to you. It's not ours anyway, folks. We may as well just let Him have it. Just surrender. Just surrender. Amen. Verse number seven. Rest in the Lord. That's easier said than done sometimes too. But a lot of times that resting comes only after we've trusted. But I'm glad that He's a God that we truly can rest, that no matter what His will and what His plan is, we can rest in the Lord. Oh, how sweet your sleep is when you rest. That just means you've given up everything and you've just laid back and you're resting in the Lord. You're totally committed. You're totally trusting. You're not fretting, but you're now resting in God, whatever you have for me. And Lord, y'all, we need to just rest in the Lord. Next ingredient, verse number 8. This is the one I had the most trouble with. Verse number 8. All of y'all say those first three words with me. Cease from anger. Boy, how difficult is that sometimes? You know what I'm talking about. When she says the little trigger statement, or he says the trigger words, and boy, it just gets you, just want to jaw back. You know what I'm talking about? Or when you're out riding on the road and somebody cuts you off in front of you, or they're just doing stupid things, and you know what I'm saying? We just need to cease from anger. You know how it is at work? When that coworker, they're really out to get you, and they're really out to destroy you, and they're really out to get you fired. And the first thing the flesh wants to do is well up inside, or maybe it's in that family situation where the flesh just wants, something riles up inside of you and you're just like, man, I just, you got to control your anger. Cease means to stop. And what we need to do is just, when we have the opportunity and we feel it coming up inside of us, and it's like, okay, just cease the anger. And that's something you have to do on a conscious level. Because you let that go just a little bit and the devil's going to take it over on you. You've got to control yourself. We've been talking to Titus some about controlling himself. And you've got to control yourself. You've got to control that anger. I know nobody in here has trouble with anger except me. I know that. I know I just lied. But we need to cease from anger. Say amen. Just let the Lord have it all and let Him take care of all of it. Verse number nine. About halfway down through that verse there, it says, wait upon the Lord. How many times do we get ahead of God in life? We just get so busy and get so going, and we try to work things out ourselves, and we get way ahead of God. When it might not be the wrong thing, but it may be the wrong timing. We just need to wait on the Lord and let Him do His work through us. Let Him do His work in our life. He knows when we need what we need. We just need to go back and trust Him and rest in Him, and then we need to wait on Him. Those are good, simple ingredients. Titus, what's that next verse, buddy? Go over there to verse number 27. Yep, number 27. Last two ingredients in this cake of how to have true happiness. Depart from evil. Is that what it says? Depart from evil. That means just get away from it. There are evil people all around you. Now, I'm not saying don't be a witness. I'm not saying don't witness to them. Don't give them gospel. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying you need to separate yourself from evil. You need to get away from that which is not biblical and that which is not right. Depart from evil. Separate yourself from that which is evil. That may be music. That may be worldly lustful things. It may be worldly belongings or whatever it may be in your life. But we need to depart from evil and we need to draw ourselves closer to the Lord. And then it says, depart from evil and do good. Just get away from that which is evil and just do what is right and do what is good. Those are just a simple little token this afternoon that I hope will help you this week. Titus, come on to the piano. Just understand, or were you planning on playing the piano? Titus, go right ahead, buddy. So just understand this, these simple ingredients. Just like that flour and that oil and that sugar and all those things would make a beautiful carrot cake. What we need to understand is there are some simple ingredients for us to have true happiness in life. I know that things happen. I know that life gets to all of us. And I know that things happen around us that are out of our control. But we can truly have true happiness if we will just follow those few simple things in life. Let's all stand as Titus plays and